brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into the third hour. I tell you, it just goes by quick with all the great folks we're interviewing today. And Bill Veith, Dr. Bill Veith, is my guest. Coming up in about 5 minutes, he'll continue to ride shotgun with us, but we'll have Mark Stevens of the No State Project joining us. And we're also now carrying his book, Adventures in Legal Land. It had been a few years since I had him on, and a caller called and said, it's a conspiracy. He won't have him on. Never have. And I said, no, I like Mark. We'll have him back on. Thanks for reminding me, even though it was viciously. So that's coming up. But the caller just raised the point of inflating the money supply. The Federal Reserve since 1913 has always told us how much money they're printing in digits on a balance sheet and also in fiat paper currency. Now they're saying, hey, we're not going to have any reporting to you, and that's one reason that the gold's exploding. Tell us about it.
Well, on March 20th, they stopped, as the caller said, printing, publishing the M3 number. And that's the number that lets us know how many fiat dollars in paper and electronic digits are in circulation in the world. And, you know, there has been some information circulating on the Internet saying that Bernanke is printing $2 trillion more dollars.
That's the new Fed chief.
Right. So if that's the case, it's just, you know, even though they're not printing the number, the world, the effect is the world is acting like they are printing $2 trillion, and that's why the commodity prices have exploded since March 20th.
And nothing in intelligence is really secret. They can make the decision in a smoky back room or in some underground base or in some cabin when they're having a roundtable meeting, but we see the implementation of it. We see the commodities across the board start exploding. We know what that real number is because the insiders know that. And, I've been saying conservatively gold will go to 1,000, but you've done the math, doctor. You were saying $2,100 per ounce?
Right. Well, back in 1980, gold hit about $850 an ounce before they started really manipulating the gold price downward. And $850 in 1980 dollars is equivalent to $2,150 today. So gold would have to reach a price today of $2,150 just to be equivalent to what it reached 26 years ago.
And, again, these numbers have been looked at. I mean, even mainstream financial publications are saying gold could hit $2,500. I'm trying to be conservative. You know, I told people 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago when gold was $250 an ounce, you know, just 4 years ago, and I said, buy it because it's not fiat. It may go up, it may go down. I think it'll go up, but at least you've got something real. Look at the stock market. It's been down. Now it's been back up. What, just people are making 4 or 5% on their money? I mean, have they made good investments? And with the Dow Jones 30 industrial average, they only keep the winners in there. They take the losers out. They take the losers out of the S&P. They take the losers and winners. It's total cookbooks.
Well, not only that, Alex, but let's say the stock market stays at 11,000 for the last 4 years. It's been right around there. If the purchasing power of the dollar has gone down over 40% and the number 11,000 stays the same, well, the stock market value has dropped 40%. It hasn't held its own.
It's really at the equivalent of about 6,500.
Exactly. And that's what people don't understand.
Is it frustrating? Is this frustrating? Because, I mean, I don't feel like I'm some egghead. I'm just a normal guy. This isn't hard to understand. We just research it, and I know so many prominent, even wealthy people who think they're a part of the elite. They don't even understand this.
Not at all. They don't understand it at all, and it is very frustrating. And, you know, they don't want to put the time in it. You know, it's kind of like they call it cognitive dissonance. In psychology, there's a paradigm that we call the assimilation accommodation model of information processing.
Is that rationalization?
Well, it's not exactly. What the accommodation model is it says that with a lot of people, they have a mental paradigm in their mind of how something works. And they can easily assimilate information that fits the paradigm. But if they get novel information that doesn't fit the paradigm, they can't accommodate the paradigm to accept the new information. So they just reject the information.
Oh, is that where the sailing ships would pull up in the Americas and the natives couldn't even recognize the ships?
Right. Same principle.
Because they'd never seen it before.
Same principle. They can't. The model won't accommodate the information.
So that's why you tell somebody facts and they just will work any way around it. Because
absolutely. And it's a personality problem. Very low IQ people can do that, or people with high IQ can do it if they've got a personality problem of inflexible thinking.
It's called double think. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cuffed behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Every week or so, we add the best videos and books to the Infowars.com online video and bookstore. There's also Citizen Rule books and T-shirts and bumper stickers and things up there on the site as well at Infowars.com. But Mark Stevens is going to be joining us in just one moment. After I finish up something here with the Bill Veith, who's in studio and will be riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour, we're honored to have him, is Mark Stevens' book. I read it a couple years ago, and he's got an updated version. It's Adventures in Legal Land, and it just gets into the criminality of the courts, the general craziness, and he's here to talk about his book with us today. And then near the end of the hour, I want to get some into his view of there just no state is legitimate, and we can debate that and go over that, because I believe that you're always going to have some type of state, because you're always going to have rogue criminal groups that try to set up a state. So we need to be able to set up some type of limited, even if it's a free market, voluntary state to control and restrict those folks. And I know Mark has some views on that that I think are revolutionary and very informative. Bill, during the break, we were talking about your family. You told them 3 years ago, again, you just woke up, you've been a conservative for many years, we've helped fight gun laws and stuff here in Texas together, because we're liberal, we're pro-gun, so we're liberal under the Bush paradigm. But I mean, some of your family, you know, I guess, wasn't fully believing you, but 3+ years ago, you convinced them to get gold and silver, and boy, I bet you've really got some converts now, because their investments have more than doubled. With silver, it's a tripling or a quadrupling?
Tripling since we purchased. I did it 3 years ago. Three and a half years ago, I took every piece of paper I had, whether it was a stock, a bond, or a Federal Reserve note, or a CD, and I cashed them all in, and I started purchasing gold and silver coin, and I took physical possession, and they are hidden. They are buried under the ground somewhere.
Same here.
And, you know, and I don't care what happens with the paper markets.
That's
now.
Right. There's not one shekel in my house.
Right. No. It's hidden and it's safe.
Oh, by the way, safety deposit boxes aren't safe.
No, not at all.
I mean, what did Long John Silver know that the American people don't know? I mean, they changed laws under the Patriot Act to immediately take what's in your box. Sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely. They did that in 1933. They'd accompany a member of the government would accompany people their safe deposit box, and they'd take out the gold and golden guns, basically. And so, no, you've got to take physical possession. I mean, you can't even buy a gold or a silver stock. You've got to buy it physical and take physical possession, because the way they have suppressed the prices of gold and silver and manipulated prices downward over the years is by selling paper contracts for gold and silver. And they can sell the same contract over and over, because if the silver sits in the same vault and nobody ever asks for physical possession, it's like the fractional reserve banking system.
Well, that's how the Rothschilds took control in Europe starting 300 years ago, is they were just local goldsmiths. That was the pawn dealer. And this is historical fact. And the local nobles would drop by and put in a ring or a pile of gold, and they would give them, quote, receipts. Well, they learned very quickly that they could loan out 5, 10, 15, 20 times. Their rule is normally 1 to 10. They found they usually get caught if they go higher. Now they've gone higher, and that's all this system is. Imagine, they're the goldsmith. They issue the paper, and then now they've just gotten rid of the gold entirely and then tell us, oh, don't have gold, while they're privately buying gold for themselves. Comments on that? I mean, finish up your comment about the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, this has been going on for years and years, and that was the beginning of the fractional reserve banking system. I mean, our Federal Reserve didn't invent this system. They just looked back in history and saw what had been done in the past and repeated it.
Absolutely. Stay with us, Dr. Bill Veith. Let's go to Mark Stevens, the No State Project, and we are carrying his book, Adventures in Legal Land, up on Infowars.com right now. It's a doozy. Mark, thank you for spending time with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Alex.
You bet. It's been about 2 or 3 years since I had you on last. I want to do it at least once a year, not every 3 years. It's good to have you here with us. You're hearing us have this discussion of banking systems, of fractional reserve banking, of why gold and oil and silver is exploding. It's because they're not up. It's just the dollar's down. That value is still the same. You want to comment on that?
Well, it's the whole problem extends from government. If you didn't have government, then the Federal Reserve and systems and the manipulation of the monetary system, if you will, couldn't take place. It's only because of government that you have such abuses. You take government out of the picture, and in a voluntary society, you can have a bunch of idiots put worthless pieces of paper on the market, and people would have be able to either accept it or not, and obviously, you know, idiots like that would go out of business. But it's because of government, and government is the base problem.
Well, I agree with you. The problem is that they've confused all the terms. Now, of the 100 biggest economies, 40-plus of them, 44 of them, are corporations, and they're acting in a governmental way, and then fake conservatives confuse people and go, oh, yeah, we agree with Mark Stevens. We want privatization, hand everything over to them, but then they just operate as governments.
And corporations have the same, the reason why corporations do what they're doing,
they're chartered by the government.
Government does.
Yeah.
They're chartered by government. They have no personal accountability. Usually, there's almost no personal liability whatsoever. Occasionally, you'll get something where they so-called pierce the corporate veil, but they typically don't. They work hand in hand with government to, of course, plunder and rape people. And
I want to start. I've kind of brought us to the end here at the start. Start with how you woke up, who you are. Tell us about your book, and then I want to first get into just the insane criminality of the courts. I mean, here's one example. After you tell us about yourself, for those who don't know who you are, who've been hiding under a rock. 2 weeks ago, Rocky Mountain News, state judge says, I don't care if this 16-year-old didn't break a law, photographing himself with a gun just because, you know, his dad's a gun collector, and then someone saw the picture. It doesn't matter if he's allowed to have the gun in his house. It doesn't matter if he didn't threaten anybody. He's been in jail for 2 months. I'm convicting him, keeping him in jail for years. And the judge just says, I don't need a law anymore to put you in jail. Or people aren't even indicted or charged yet in the case of them arresting two, quote, drug dealers, and they're taking them to the dentist to rip out their gold fillings out of their mouth, their gold crowns. I mean, you know, again, trying to steal people's teeth before even charges have been made. Are those not two examples of government total criminality? Bush saying he's above the law on torture, Bush saying he's above the law on the NSA, Bush saying he's above the law, he signed a bill a month ago that hadn't even passed, a $2 billion spending bill. I mean, we've entered Twilight Zone la-la land. Go ahead.
Well, it's the above the law mentality that led me to realize there was no state and that there is no such thing as a legitimate government ever. Because I was researching into this absolute immunity that judges are supposed to have. And what I found in cases, like I quote in the book, Bowers versus Vito, and there's hundreds of these, that the government has no duty to protect anybody. Whether it's state, local, federal, it doesn't matter. No duty to protect. And I look at, well, the only thing that makes somebody a citizen is a duty of allegiance in return for a duty of protection, that they're reciprocal obligations. Well, if there's no duty to protect, it struck me that there's no duty of allegiance. There are no citizens. And the whole thing started to collapse from there. And I've gone into court. And I, based on that information, not that I've gone into court with a lot, I know a lot of people that go in and they don't understand that the state doesn't exist, it's a fiction. I don't take a position. I would go in and ask a simple question such as, is there evidence of a complaining party? Which is a standard legal question. And not one prosecutor, judge, lawyer, or cop, none of them could ever answer. None of them would actually say yes or no to me.
Well, before we get into all these legal theories and ideas, which I agree with you on you know, most of your stances on your research, go back to how Mark Stevens woke up.
Well, not to go into too big a case, I was in a traffic case for failure to produce identification, which that tells you right there you've got a serious problem that you're not in a free society.
Hundreds of times federal and state courts have ruled you don't have to ID, but still they arrest people every day for it.
Well, you have Brown versus Texas. Brown versus Texas makes it clear, unanimous Supreme Court decision, you don't have to show police identification unless it's probable cause that you are engaged in a crime.
And that's an Austin, Texas case.
Yeah, and it's 9-0. Go ask any legal scholar, any lead constitutional lawyer, someone who follows the Supreme Court. How many 9-0 decisions are there from the U.S. Supreme Court? There's only a handful. So they ignore it. And so what happened was I read Brown versus, I impeached all five police officers against me that testified. The judge said that you've impeached all your witnesses, they're a bunch of liars. He still convicted me. And I figured, well, the last thing I have is Brown versus Texas. And I read it, and the guy sneers down at me. That's your interpretation. And I was floored. I didn't know where else to go. So what happened was, because of that, I started looking at any situation where this guy with the robe on has discretion. Now, discretion means literally he can do whatever he wants. Okay? And it's the worst word you want to hear if you're in a court case, I think. In my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, the court's discretion. And did you see the case 2 weeks ago? I see one every day now where they go, no one was found guilty, but you're going to jail. How many people know the Davidians in 94 were found not guilty by the jury, but Walter E. Smith said, I'm putting you all in jail for 47 years? He said, I find you guilty for using firearms in the commission of murder when they were found not guilty for murder.
Yeah, they were acquitted on all the charges of murder, that it was a self-defense, and yes, and it's happened here in Phoenix, and it's happened a lot of places, because especially a tax case. There's a famous case here out of Phoenix where a man sued Smitty's on his own, won a huge jury settlement, and the judge stood up, not in my court, and I actually saw the order from the judge, and it said, whoa, well, what a tangled web we weave when unto a lawyer we fail to cleave. And even though the judge was censored by the Arizona Supreme Court, they never reversed or gave him back his jury decision.
So I want people to hear us loud and clear. People are going to jail, and the judge says no law has been violated, but I'm sending you to prison. That is dictatorship.
Well, it gets even worse than that, and I don't know how much time we have in the segment. What I started looking at was the whole basis of government and the whole basis for the government to bring a case against you. Let's say you have drugs, and the law says you're not supposed to have drugs, or you're supposed to file a tax return, and the law says you're supposed to file a tax return. Even if they can show that, they still don't have a case against you or have standing to complain against you in court. And I tried to have on my show, in the No State Project, the lead attorney in the EEOC versus Lowry's the prime rib case, where they want to sue, well, they are suing Lowry's, this company, who's been in business since 1938, because they won't hire male servers.
Stay there. Mark Stevens will come back and get Bill V to ask you some questions and then just go over just how criminal it is. Because, look, I know government always tends to go bad and is always pretty illegitimate unless it's very restrictive. Now it's just pell-mell wildness. And it's only going to get worse. We've hit the point of no return.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Bill Beef riding shotgun with us, Mark Stevens, Adventures in Legal Land author. We carry it at Infowars.com. Just went up today. Tell you more about the book later. Mark, my question of this orgy of looting, every indicator is that the government and its minions are going wild. People don't know that in the New London case, Kelo versus New London up in Connecticut, that they're not even giving people tax value, much less best value or best price. They're telling them, we're going to give you condemned value, a $300,000-plus house you've been paying taxes on the tax rolls. You could sell it for $400,000-plus. They're saying, we'll give you $61,000. I mean, that's the big secret. It's just the end of America. The Chinese people will riot in mass when the government tries to take their little property pieces. But here in America, we just roll over. I mean, it's getting bad, Mark.
Well, that's true, because people, I explain this in my seminars at length, Because you're talking, and if you look at the Stanford Prison Experiment, and I agree with you about the prison planet, and what I discuss is how the whole world is one big Stanford Prison Experiment, where you've got billions of people pretending to be citizens and residents of non-existent states and countries, and you've got a few million people, a couple hundred million people, pretending to be senators and presidents and congressmen and whatnot. And if you go through that experiment, it explains why people in, let's say, in the United States, so-called, can't get away from this theology called government.
And we have a multiple, doctorate psychologist here. For those that don't know what the Stanford experiment was, tell them in a nutshell.
Mark, tell them.
Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, in a nutshell, I mean, well, yeah, Mark, you tell them.
Well, what happened was, in a nutshell, it was a psychological experiment conducted. It was supposed to be 2 weeks long, where they were doing a mock prison. Half a group of young men were going to pretend to be prisoners. The other half were going to pretend to be prison guards. They had to stop the experiment within 6 days because the psychiatrist doing the experiment said that the guards were becoming sadistic. He also had what was called de-individuation within 36 hours. Because what that means, in a nutshell, is that the people pretending to be prisoners, who knew they were pretending, this is extremely critical, they knew they were pretending and lost their personal identity. They could only identify themselves as part of the collective group of prisoners. And that's what you have, where people cannot identify themselves as other than citizens or residents of the United States or Texas or whatnot.
There was another famous case where they had them practice giving them electric shocks, but told them in a double-blind study, you're actually going to kill somebody, and they would follow the orders to kill.
That was the Milgram experiment, and I have that link on my website, and I use those two experiments together to explain the nature and basis of government and the psychological basis, why people cannot accept the truth. And what you were speaking with the doctor before the break, before I came on, about the cognitive dissonance, that it doesn't fit the paradigm. People cannot identify that. They have a very difficult time accepting that there is no state, there is no United States, there is no such thing as a president, and there are no citizens. And that's because of the de-individuation. They've been pretending that they're citizens for so long, they can't grasp the truth that they are just Alex Jones or they're just Mark Stevens, and that the whole thing, that they've been scammed their entire lives. And these two experiments give you the psychological basis for that. Why is it possible for George Bush and all these other people to murder 3,000 people? Well, if you look at the Stanford Prison Experiment, within 6 days of controlling other men and women, okay, you become sadistic. You don't see them as human beings anymore. And that's why it's possible to do that. That explains the whole psychological nature, that it is very possible.
And by the way, it is almost unknown in history for governments not to mass murder and slaughter and go totally nuts. It's the very nature of sickos that get into control.
Well, that's
because a normal person doesn't have an appetite to continually, you know, try to exert power.
Well, I'm glad you said normal, because you're absolutely right, because government is just a gang of killers, thieves, and liars. And someone, another host in GCN had asked me, didn't the founding fathers at least have good intentions? And I said, well, I don't care what their intentions are, but I would say no, because the one question you need to ask about their intentions is this. Were the services of protection, which is the only legitimate basis of government, was to protect, which of course they don't, were their services provided on a voluntary basis? No. Anybody who's willing to kill you in order to protect you is not normal. And that's why government can never be legitimate, and that's why government cannot be restricted.
Well, here's an example. In New York, guns are banned unless you pay the sheriff $30,000 on average. You got to pay them off. That's public. And then the courts have ruled the police have no duty to protect you, but we want your guns, and we're not going to protect you.
Exactly, and you have to look. And somebody needs to call someone like Schumer to the carpet and say, look, this is the law. It's federal, state, and local. There's no duty to protect anybody. Now, if there's no duty to protect anybody, and we know statistically over 2 million crimes are prevented by private people every year and not by the police, tell me why you want the guns. And it would be a very interesting response if you could get one, which you probably would not, because he would probably argue that they do have a duty to protect, which, of course, is an outright lie.
Because we have all the court cases in their own statements. And I'm not saying there aren't some good cops who change your tire and help you cross the street, and that the firemen don't do a great job. It's just that, cynically at the top, it's nothing but a bunch of parasites, and government is a mechanism, a proboscis to suck our innards. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Mark Stevens, we got Dr. Bill Veith riding shotgun with us. By the way, there's links to Bill and his wife's website, Bring Our Troops Home, up on Infowars.com. These are great little yellow ribbons you can put on your car that say support troops, bring them home. That's how you really support them. And by the way, we do carry Adventures in Legal Land. If you've ever felt there was something wrong with the world, but you just couldn't put your finger on it, then this is the book for you. Perhaps the most controversial, informative, entertaining book to see print in years. You need to read Mark Stevens' Adventures in Legal Land. And it's a big book. It's an easy read, though, and it's full of it'll give you a different view on things that I think is very healthy for this whole debate about what we face. So please go to Infowars.com to get Adventures in Legal Land or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And there's Mark battering his microphone.
Sorry about that.
Hey, that's all right. Hey, Mark, I listen to you sometimes. I hear you doing that. I go, man, he's mutilating his microphone again, batting it about. No, seriously, my friend, I hope people will get the book that's up on Infowars.com because it's excellent. I've been promoting it 4 years, and people have procrastinated and not gotten it. They really should. Now, let me just, we've only got about 25 minutes left here, and later I do want to take some calls. Folks, if you we'll jam a few in before this hour ends at 1-800-259-9231. But, Mark, Dr. Veith wanted you to be able to comment on the Stanford and the other research tests they did, but then during the break he was giving me more detail on it. Of course, I've read the studies, but it's been years, but he was describing them perfectly. So Dr. Veith, take a minute or two out and for the listeners, and describe what the Stanford study did and
what one of the other studies did, and then how that relates to this general laboratory that is our daily lives.
Okay, yeah. It's actually been a number of years since I've read the studies back when I was in graduate school, but my recollection of them is that in one of them, an authority figure would tell somebody to, on command, to increase the stimulus of torture to a confederate of the experiment that was in the other room. And that person actually believed he could push a button and incrementally increase the amount of shock that the person in the other room was getting. And the person in the other room each time could tell when the increments were being increased, and that person would scream louder and louder. Of course, that person wasn't really getting shocked, but the one that was ordered to give the shock didn't know it, thought he was actually given a shot, and was doing it on command just because the authority figure was telling him to. And so that shows, you know, they can send our police out and our military and have them do stuff to us just based on the command when the authorities tell them to.
And they say just following orders, as the Germans said. Mark, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, that was the Stanley Milgram experiment. I know Stanley's better known for the 6 degrees of separation. The subject was told that they are not responsible. And that's why I always tie that together with the Stanford Prison Experiment, the obedience to authority, so-called, and the lack of personal responsibility.
Now, let's expand on that, though. I mean, let's expand on that. There's a reason Alberto Gonzalez and John Yoo from the White House are saying we're going to torture children, we're going to sexually torture them. It's the reason they say it in public, is they're trying to warp the general public to think, well, authority says they can torture kids, so if they can do that, they can do anything else they want.
Well, right, and the reason why these people are doing that is because if you become sadistic within 6 days of controlling another man or woman, then what does that say for someone who's been doing it for 6 months, 6 years, or 16 years? And yes, they are trying. It's all mind control. And I even say the Constitution is part of that mind control because it convinces you you're a citizen and resident of this non-existent country. And they are able to then demonize people who are not from the United States, what they want to hurt.
I've got something that dovetails with that. If you clearly look at it, elite billionaires have the most rights because they're insiders, they're good old boy club. Then the illegal aliens get more welfare, more tuition, they don't have to follow the laws. If you really study it, illegal aliens have more rights than citizens. Being a citizen in America is really now a negative and means you're a fat chump to be pushed around. I mean, I guess it means you're an easy mark. Go ahead.
Well, the citizen, convincing someone he's a citizen, okay, and using that false theology, I call it, because like separation of church and church, which, you know, the state is considered a church, that enables them or conditions them to accept certain other premises, which is, I have to pay taxes, I have to do this, and I have to do that. And by creating this, by creating citizens which don't exist, you can then create illegal aliens which don't exist. And I have an article about that. And I'm not saying that there are people who are not trespassers. I don't want to. I'm in Arizona. I understand the situation. But by focusing the attention on a non-issue like illegal aliens, gets people and their attention diverted from the fact that there's a group of men and women called government who are blind, stealing and robbing them blind. They're torturing them, they're spying on them, they're controlling them, they're regulating, they're killing them, they're lying to them. And people are, instead of being focused on that, hey, you know, the Bush and gang and the, you know, janitor politics, these people are stealing from me. They're not protected.
Mark, are you there? I think he was using a digital line to be connected to us. I didn't recommend that, but people insisted, so reconnect. He's on a Skype line, isn't he? Yeah, getting back on. Thank you. Let me add this addendum to what we've been saying here. The globalists are setting up a one-world government where they set the rules, where they have the armies, where they have the courts. And the way they've written the rules in the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, the Ex-Im Bank, the International Bank of International Settlements, they've set it up where they follow no rules, they're above the law, and then we, the people, have absolutely no rights and are chattel slaves for our best interests. Dr. Vies, you want to comment on that?
Well, that's exactly what they've done. I mean, we do not want to be a citizen of the international community. We do not want to be a citizen of the United States, because a citizen has what are called civil rights, and that takes away our God-given rights.
14th Amendment replaced it. See, you can argue with Mark Stevens about, was it ever legitimate? That can be debated. We got to have some type of system, I believe. But you certainly can't debate that now we have a totally illegitimate, out-of-control crime syndicate that is predatory and seizes his cattle.
Right. And, you know, the Constitution really did not put any restrictions on the people. The Constitution spoke to the powers and the abilities and disabilities of the federal government. It didn't make people do one thing. It just talked to the government what they were allowed to do. It's the same thing as let's say I have a get together with my neighbors in my where we live, and we hire a company to come in and mow the lawn and clean the common area. And we tell them, here's what you're allowed to do and here's what you're not allowed to do. And then we start paying them to come in and mow the lawn and clean the common area. And over time, they start telling us what to do and how we need to do our lawns. And all of a sudden, this company that we hired and gave them specific powers, they're telling us how we need to operate and regulate our life. That's the same thing that happened with the Constitution.
Yeah, I can hear Mark is back. You're absolutely right. I mean, I mean, everybody's experiences that's had employees. Most employees are pretty good, but always you get one who starts trying to slowly, oh, for your own good, hey, you need to do this. And if you let them do that, especially doctors, you know, with office managers they have, the office manager ends up being over them, telling them what to do. And that's what government, the people are supposed to be above the government. You know, the liberals always say, we don't have God-given rights, they're civil rights. Wait, civil's from government. Even if you don't believe in God, which I do, you want something above man, because then that can't be changed, because you're going to have a God, whether it's government or whether it's Jesus Christ.
Well, we have creator-given rights. Even if you don't want to call it a God, I know that the government did not create me, so I don't want to get my rights or my lack of rights from the government.
Well, here's another example, and we'll go back to Mark Stevens, who I'm honored to have with us. A black man, the laws 200 years ago said he was not a human being. He had no rights. If he got out of line, he could have his head beaten in. Well, go ahead and put Mark on hold. His line's got noise on it. He could have his head beaten in if he tried to escape. He could have one of his feet chopped off. And the government said, hey, that's the law. Well, wait a minute. The organic, God-given right of a free human being that came out of his mother's womb from the Congress between his mother and his father, that didn't come from the state. And that black man, I don't care what the law was, had a right to grab that axe handle out of master's hands and beat master's brains out all over the ground and to escape. Right. He is not a slave. Mark Stevens, are you there? Let's bring Mark back up. It's okay, Mark. Go ahead and comment on what we were just saying.
Well, this is why government is the problem. You know, the nature of government is the problem, because it's not voluntary. If normal people bring their services to the market on a voluntary basis, and this way, if someone's paying for a service and the employee or the contractor gets abusive, you can just stop paying him, and the abuse will probably stop. When you have government where the government, you know, by its very nature is the slave master, there's not much you can do about it, especially when you have the fact that there's no personal accountability, there's no personal liability.
And then if the black slave or the Roman Germanic slave, whatever, tries to escape and kills master, he's then called a terrorist.
Well, anybody who opposes the dictates of some lunatic doing business as a government or calling himself the state is always going to be viewed as an enemy. The real enemy of the state, so-called, is the truth when you show that there is no state, there are no citizens. And it's why I've been able to go into court and be so successful. Other people who have bought my scripts have gone in and been so successful at exposing that there is never a case.
By the way, Mark, for those that don't understand what we're talking about here, can you specifically, get into my analogy of the black slave? I mean, according to this government, they would say he's a terrorist. Then I would add, have you seen the new federally written Virginia anti-terrorism manual given to all the state employees that says land rights activists, property rights activists are terrorists?
Well, according to somebody who doesn't believe, like, if you look in my book, and you're probably familiar with Senate Resolution number 62, that people who do business as government or as the state believe that all property is theirs. So when you've got somebody saying it's not, that is a threat to them, and they would consider them, and I could see them considering them a terrorist. Anything that threatens their so-called, their little system is going to be seen as a threat.
And I want people to understand this. Governments at every state level and federal level are issuing manuals, are saying protesting is terror. Land rights protesting, it says peaceful, is terror. Everything is terror. Founding fathers are terrorists. Freedom is terror. Homeschoolers are terrorists. I mean, they actually say it. Dr. Veith, you want to comment on that?
Well, yeah, most of what I learned about that, actually, I've heard from listening to you. But, I know of cases where people that try to assert their property rights or talk about the Constitution are labeled terrorists. So you're not even supposed to bring up the Constitution anymore.
Well, we have the public manuals posted with the phone numbers on them. I mean, they don't even hide it anymore. I mean, Mark Stevens, that really shows how wild they've gotten, though, that they're, I mean, they weren't doing that 50 years ago, openly saying that if you protest, you're a terrorist.
Well, no, they did that back in, you know, around World War One, where Woodrow Wilson really was the one that was the guy who was rounding up anybody who was a so-called anarchist or protested or said anything negative about
trading,
the war.
Yeah, Trading with the Enemy Act, which, by the way, multiple governors, including Rhode Island and other areas, have tried to implement that very law again.
Right, and you've mentioned on the show a number of times, if people just go to your website, you have the information, you could even do a Google search. My gosh, what they wanted to do in Oregon, they want to set up prison camps. I mean, concentration camps, for heaven's sake.
It's a life in prison in a forced labor camp for downloading music. Any firearms violation, instant life in prison in a forced labor. It says forced labor forest camp.
Yeah, if that's not enough, I mean, I've spoken enough about what it is going to take for people to give up this theology called politics and the laws and orders thing. Government's not there to protect you, it never was. And a good example of how corrupt the system was, you talk about how corrupted the courts are, one of the questions I've used and have never got a responsive answer to the second question is, I ask, am I presumed innocent of the alleged crime? And they'll say yes. And I'll ask, well, am I presumed innocent of every element of the alleged crime? And it won't go any further because jurisdiction's an element of the crime, and he has to presume me innocent, so he's got to let me go. And that's just as unfair today as it was in 1776. The difference, though, which you point out all the time, is the degree of control that they were able to exercise today as opposed to 1776.
Well, yeah, that's the difference. In the past, most men didn't care if 20 people came for them. If they came for their family, they were going to fight to the death, and so government backed off. We were men. I mean, really, it's like Tony Montana says in Scarface, there's one thing in this world that gives orders, okay? And then that's being a man and just being willing to get it on. And it's simple, folks. You're a lot safer when you're ready to get in a fight. I mean, it's not even a courage thing. It's just that's who you are, and you're willing to fight. And I tell you, I was talking to Bill Veith, probably some of the things he's doing legally right now. He's putting his money where his mouth is, fighting these people, and I can only commend him. You know, I choose my battles. We all have to do that. But I wanted to bring up something else to both of you gentlemen here before we go to break and come back and take one or two final calls in the final segment, if we have time. The government admittedly radiated tens of thousands of American children, killing them. They, black men, syphilis, Tuskegee, sterilizing 400-something thousand women. The ringworm children, I use, you know, these popular examples, public, you know, radiating 110,000 Jewish children, Israeli government for the U.S. government did. They do these as tests to test their own minions. You know, the biological spraying, all of this. And people go, well, they wouldn't kill 2,850-something on 9/11. Baloney. We have all these admissions where they radiate little babies for fun. You want to comment, Dr. Veith, about the psychology of that?
Well, yes, well, you know, they're experts at mind control, and they understand a lot of these experiments that these universities have done over the years have been funded by the globalists who want to figure out better ways to mind control the people, because mind control has to precede behavioral control. So they hire the best in the world to conduct these experiments, and, you know, even TV puts you in a trance state. When you go to the movies and they darken the theater and they take out all the external distractions and they focus on this big screen, you're in a trance state. And when they get you in that kind of a trance state, you are susceptible to suggestions.
You've got a specific degree in that.
I've got a PhD in psychology and a doctoral degree in clinical hypnotherapy. So, yeah, you know, even though I don't use clinical hypnotherapy in my practice right now, I've studied a lot about trance state.
I want to have you in for a full hour sometime on that.
Okay. Be glad to do that.
Mark, comments?
I think he's right. You know, and I would also say that, and I've said this a number of times, you don't necessarily have to be in a trance state to have the images. I always talk about your map of the world. I know that's not original to me, and we all have our own individual maps of the world, but you could just have Fox News on in the house, and it's going to pass through your conscious mind, it's going to go right past it and become a part of your map of the world. All that's why it's called programming. So, but I agree, yeah, it puts you in a more susceptible state, especially as far as...
Well, there's a fact with the flicker rate. I mean, the flicker rate, all of it.
I'm sorry?
The flicker rate of the television.
Well, yeah. You don't even have to be watching it. You could just be on in the background where the sound of it is going.
I'm just saying it's more effective with the flickering, though.
Well, they have multiple techniques, and I mean we're under barrage from all of them all the time, and most of the time we're not even aware of it.
But if you're constantly conscious of that and have your own map that you've laid out, I mean, to me, now when I see propaganda, it just irritates me. It doesn't
noise now. It's dissonance, yeah.
Well, yeah, and you could get someone on it proclaiming to be, once you understand the truth of what's got, that there are no citizens, nations, and countries, and you see someone on TV saying, I'm the president, you know he's lying through his teeth. It's just like the whole war on terror. The only thing I need to show that the war on terror is a complete fraud is to show there's no duty to protect anybody. So when this nutcase gets on the TV and says, my most solemn obligation is to protect the American people, no, it's not.
And well, Jim Jones said he made everybody drill drinking the Kool-Aid for their safety.
Yeah. Get a clue.
Stay there. Final segment with Dr. Bill Veith and, of course, Mark Stevens. And we'll see if we can jam a few quick calls in, quick questions. The book is Adventures in Legal Land. We carry it at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Be sure to get your copy today or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And don't forget, we're updating now daily, JonesReport.com. I'm really proud of that site. Be sure and check it out.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
About propaganda, and you can't deny it. When you watch TV, you watch the news, white males are always shown as bumbling idiots. But they'll do more than that because they know that's the middle class, that's where some of the money, some of the old power is. They're trying to, you know, really powerful white males are attacking their rivals that run things. Dr. Veith was saying, you know, that I concur with that, and I totally do. And then also they'll show up in the dramas and sitcoms, the dumb male gets all the women, but then in reality the male tries to emulate that, doesn't get any women. He thinks he's not acting dumb enough, and I see all this conditioning. So I got to have you back about mind control itself, Doctor.
Okay, I'd be glad to do that. Thank you.
Because it's everywhere. I mean, we're social creatures, and so they manipulate us through basically dog training. That's why we have dogs in our homes. We're very similar psychologically to them at base level. Mark Stevens, let's jam a few final calls in here. Peggy in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, Alex. I'm an attorney originally from Ohio, and I can testify that what you say about mind control being everywhere is absolutely true. I've been harassed in Cincinnati pretty bad. We've had to move, and we moved about 4 years ago, and we've moved three times trying to get away from the harassment. It consists of when I was in law school, I didn't realize this until later because, like the doctor said about cognitive dissonance. I came from a sort of conservative and extremely naive point of view, and I didn't fit in with the people in the law school and the general tenor of the legal community in Cincinnati.
Sure. So what happened?
Well, they basically barred me from getting a job in real estate.
Oh, yeah, it's a good old boy network.
Not only that, but after I got a job for $20,000 a year, as a basically a paralegal. They started harassing me in the recorder's office. I was assaulted frequently, and then they didn't like how I was responding to it because I was trying to do it the normal way and go to the prosecutor and so on. They instituted a series of three legal prosecutions against me in which I was found not guilty.
Mark Stevens, we're almost out of time. Comments to what she's talking about?
I'm not familiar with something like that.
Well, it got to the point where we left town in 2002, and we've been trying to get away from this. I've been trying to get somebody to help me, and they basically track me through the local police, and I can't do anything or try to reach anybody that can help me.
Well, a lot of this predatory system, if you act afraid or you act concerned, they dominantly come in. If you act like you're in command, I mean, a lot of us just do this organically. You are in command. I appreciate your call. Mark, I mean, isn't a lot of this has gotten so criminal now that just stomping around like you're the ogre makes a lot of these people leave you alone?
It can help in some situations, and some it's going, depending on the individual, might initially embolden them. And, you know, I don't believe in being a martyr to, you know, especially like on a traffic stop. But, you know, depending on the individual, yeah, it could be very effective.
Well, I mean, by that, I've noticed as soon as someone is wrongly subservient, they psychologically see it as their role to dominate. And then if you are confident, but really confident, that telegraphs, then it's their role to be subservient. Dr. V, if you're a psychologist, do you agree with that statement?
I sure do. I agree with it totally.
I mean, that's my experience.
It's a good observation.
And my experience, what happens when I go into court and I use an unsigned plea of guilty to disarm them psychologically, or I'll go into a tax meeting and say, we're prepared to pay, we just like to see the facts, that puts them in a pretty dominant role, and they feel that they're going to get what they want. I ask a couple of questions, absolutely cuts them off at the knee. I'm not trying to force them to see things my way, but they now, once I ask the questions, the wheels start turning, and then they start to realize I don't have a case here, and they typically back down.
Mark Stevens, it's clear I'm going to have to get you back up for longer in the near future. Author of Adventures in Legal Land, and I hope folks will go to InfoWars.com and get the book. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon. And Dr. Bill V, this has been great.
Thank you for having me on. I really enjoyed it.
You bet. Will you come back in with us?
I'll be glad to, Alex. I loved it.
It was great having you.
Okay, thank you.
We ought to do a whole show on mind control. I had a great DVD here, you know, that had a lot of facts, and it was expropriated by somebody that watched it at home, and it hasn't come back to the office yet, but I want to play some clips of that, too, on air. So we'll have you back real soon. We've been honored to have you.
Great. Thank you.
You bet. Folks, we'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.